Earth and Sky.
I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird on the world's need for food versus the need for fuel.
A debate in this area centers on ethanol, a crop-based substitute for oil. A blend of gasoline and ethanol can be used as motor fuels for most cars. Ethanol can be made from grain and many other crops. In the U.S., ethanol is made from corn. In Brazil, it's made from sugarcane.
Earth and Sky spoke to Lester Brown, president and founder of the Earth Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. He's concerned that crop-based fuels might eventually absorb too much food that would otherwise go to feed people.
Probably the most interesting calculation I've done in the last few weeks is that the grain required to fill a 25-gallon SUV gas tank with ethanol would feed one person for a year.
With Earth's increasing population and growing food needs, Brown wonders how much of our food crop should be used for fuel.
And what we're looking at now is an emerging competition between supermarkets and service stations for the same commodities. It turns out that almost everything we eat can be converted into fuel for cars. And once the price of oil gets up to $60 or $70 a barrel, it becomes profitable to convert these commodities into automotive fuel.
Tell us what you think about ethanol at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.